The Commons Committee of Public Accounts has published a report which, on the basis of evidence from the BBC Trust and the BBC, examined the management of the contract with Siemens and the BBC's in-house development of the programme. The Right Honourable Margaret Hodge MP, Chair of the Committee of Public Accounts, said the BBC has made good progress in delivering its digital media initiative in-house since it terminated its contract with Siemens. It is now on course to deliver, even, the complete technology by summer 2011. With hindsight, the BBC should not have let the contract for its digital media initiative to Siemens without testing the contractor against other suppliers, especially as there was a high degree of innovation involved. We welcome the Trust's assurance that it would now take a more challenging approach when considering procurements. We are concerned with the ease with which the BBC found over £50 million in savings to make up for the losses it suffered through late delivery of the project and its own increased delivery costs. This suggests the need for a more vigilant approach to value for money. Margaret Hodge was speaking as the committee published its 29th report of this season, which, on the basis of evidence from the BBC Trust and BBC, examined the management of the contract with Siemens and the BBC's in-house development of the programme. The Digital Media Initiative, the programme, is designed to transform the way in which BBC staff create, use and share video and audio material. It involves the development of new technology to allow staff to manage content efficiently on their desktops in order to give greater accessibility of digital content for audiences on TV, online, and radio. Successful implementation of the programme has a wider strategic importance for the BBC, including supporting the BBC's move to Salford from May 2011. After a difficult start, which resulted in the original delivery contract being terminated, the BBC brought the programme in-house and has since made good progress in delivering it. The programme is, however, no longer expected to deliver the overall net financial benefit of £17.9 million originally anticipated. The BBC approved the programme on the basis that it would cost £81.7 million and deliver benefits of £99.6 million, but now forecasts costs of £133.6 million and benefits of £95.4 million, a net cost of £38.2 million. In February 2008, under its technology framework contract, the BBC let a £79 million contract to Siemens without open competition. The contract covered the delivery of the technology and the operation of the programme until March 2015. The technology was not delivered, and the BBC and Siemens agreed a no-fault termination of the contract with effect from July 2009. Despite the scale and technological innovation of the programme, the BBC chose not to test, through competition, the capacity and capability of potential suppliers to take on such a challenge. The contract with Siemens transferred too much financial risk to the contractor, such that the BBC felt unable to intervene proactively in the development of the programme until it was too late. The contract was terminated and the programme taken in-house. But by then, the BBC had suffered 2 years of delay and lost £26 million in benefits as a result. Simply astonishing. I don't know what to say about that. To cover the cost of delay in completing the digital media initiative in-house, the BBC found £26 million of efficiencies within BBC divisions and negotiated £24.5 million of new efficiencies in the Siemens framework contract. The committee questioned whether these savings could and should have been identified earlier. In part two of this little podcast, we take a look at the future and we give you some contact details and the address if you wish to check out this article online. This is the English programme.